Protecting Ryan. Protecting Ryan. Back when I was a teenager, me, my brother Vish, and my brother Greg was playing basketball at the court. It was these two niggas in general that just kept fouling, just fouling, fouling. So I went up for a layup. I'm like, ball, nigga. God damn, they talking shit, I'm talking shit. He jumps up in my face. So I throw an overhand right in the hook. Bitch, wham, wham. This nigga falls to the ground, sleep. All you see is Z's, birdies, stars, you hear all that shit. And then I run up on a nigga that he was with that was also talking shit. I said, what's up? Soon as I said that, this nigga Vish just threw the basketball, hit him in the face hard as fuck. Boom! Now if he was about to say something tough, he must have just changed his mind, because that nigga turned around and broke running. All I heard that nigga saying was, I don't want a problem. And right when I was thinking to myself, where the fuck is Greg at? I'm reminded of why I never call him when it's a problem. He got this thing about protecting Ryan. Just gotta overdo shit. So the next thing that happened in my mind went like this. Greg flew into the picture, possibly from out the sky. I think he was wearing a cape. He landed in front of me like dun-da-da-dun, with a knife in his hand, with the handle taped up that he had been keeping under his front driver's seat in his car the whole time, and nobody knew. This nigga just blacked out and started swinging the knife at the dude I dropped. I'ma kill you, motherfucker! And start cutting the nigga. I had to grab him. Like, Gregory, what are you doing? Don't kill this nigga! The whole park just went silent. And then the silence gets broken by police sirens. And all you hear from each way is people going, Greg, throw the knife on the roof. Greg, throw the knife in the pool. Get rid of the knife, Greg. And he drops the bloody knife right in the grass. I look at him. He looks back at me. Prison bars just come in between us and surrounds him completely. My mother and father just out of nowhere pops into the picture. And I said, you ain't had to try and kill him, Greggy. My mother and father, why you had to try and kill him, Greggy? He said, I was protecting Ryan. And then he went to prison and started writing letters home. Dear mama, I'm so sorry. All I was doing was protecting Ryan. And then he came home. Ryan got a record deal, did you hear, Greg? Yeah, I deal with a record every day that I got for calling myself protecting Ryan.
But you ain't had to call his wife a bitch right to her face.
See, here we go again. Don't nobody never see my side of the story. Every time I turn around, y'all either defending or protecting Ryan.
I think I get it now. Thank you for protecting me. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if you hadn't protected me. Thank you. Thank you for teaching me how to rap. Thank you for teaching me how to scrap. Thank you for sacrificing your life so I can have a better life.
Greg, is that what you want to hear?